The whole thing seemed to be a flashback in reverse to the days of Joe McCarthy. There was the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, testifying before U.S. senators who were trying to examine the fairness of the new U.S. military tribunals. But Mr. Ashcroft brushed off any discussion of the issue. He turned on the senators and charged that by their very questions, they were giving aid and ammunition to America's enemies. Forgive me, but who installed Mr. Ashcroft as the arbiter of American loyalty? It was a chilling performance for a man who should be defending dissent, not stifling it. And it revealed an impatience with free debate that raises even more concerns about Mr. Ashcroft. It is patriotic, not disloyal, to ask if broad new powers sought by a government are excessive. In fact, these very questions were at the center of the debates in Philadelphia more than 220 years ago. But another part of this Ashcroft episode was the way he used a propaganda technique known as name-calling. Aiding and abetting an enemy is, after all, synonymous with subversion. Name-calling is a device that tries to shape public thought by manipulating symbols and emotions instead of engaging in the give and take of debate. It tries to make us reject and condemn an idea without first examining its merits. The propagandist who uses name-calling is not looking for careful thought and scrutiny. His sole objective is to influence public opinion by bringing discussion to a halt. That's why name-calling is a danger to an open society. It seeks to cut off free discussion, the bedrock of democracy. When you spot name-calling, here's how you can expose it. Ask two questions. One, is someone undercutting an idea simply by associating it with a negative name? Two, when you extract the negative name and just look at the issue, does it make sense to you? Is questioning the use of secret trials subversive and aiding the enemy, or is it a defense of America's high standard of justice? Analyzing these questions will help foil the propagandist by bringing the discussion back to the issues instead of the labels. So use these questions and you'll defend and promote free, open debate. Surely Mr. Ashcroft can't call that subversive, or can he? I'm Les O'Coyne.